From San Francisco, California, this is the Rock and Roll Geek Show.
This is the story of my rock and roll butler.
Welcome to the Rock and Roll Geek Show. My name's Michael Butler. Thanks a lot for joining me. I really appreciate it. Today is Tuesday, August 18th, 2020, and it's 4:02 p.m. when I'm recording this episode. This is day 16 of the Dog Days of Podcasting, where I attempt to do a show a day for the entire month of August and a couple days after as well. Let me take a sip of the first Pacifico of the day. I got about five of these left, and then I'll have to go get some more beer. But got a Matt at Dad coming up at 7 o'clock tonight, and I am extremely tired because I've been up since like 3:30 this morning. I'll take a sip of this fine Pacifico. I had an interview lined up for this morning for 6 a.m. with somebody in another country. No, it's not a big star or anything, but it's somebody I wanted to talk to. And I'm no longer going to even give a hint that I have interviews coming up because I always seem to jinx myself. So hopefully that interview will eventually happen, but you did not hear that from me, friends, because I don't want to jinx it. From now on, you'll just see an interview posted and that'll be that. All right. So I've been asking for these concert reviews and they've been coming in pretty steadily and I really appreciate it, friends. rockandrollgeek@gmail.com is where to send them to. Please keep them coming because I could use some more. I hope you're enjoying these because I certainly am. I like hearing about people's concert experiences from the past. I really, really do. All right, here is one. I'm not sure who this is.
Hey, Michael. It's Bruce, the rock and roll banker from San Antonio.
All right, Bruce, the rock and roll banker from San Antonio. Sound quality not the greatest, so we will try to deal with it.
Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it. Today is Sunday the 16th.
I put that through an audio. I put that through the levelator. Let's try the non-levelator version. It might not be as loud, but it might be better. Let's see.
Hey, Michael. It's Bruce, the rock and roll banker from San Antonio. Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for coming, friend. I really appreciate it.
Today is Sunday the 16th at about 10:05 in the morning.
Okay.
And first off, condolences on Pete Way's passing.
Yes.
I know that one hit you hard.
So. Yeah, it hit everybody hard, friend. It did. It really did.
Condolences on that. And then congratulations on 1,000 shows in
Thank
County.
You.
So that is super great.
Could
By the way,
be
speaking
better.
Of that, how are you doing today?
I am super great. Could not be better. A little tired. Other than that, I'm pretty, pretty good. Bruce McMillan, the rock and roll banker.
Oh, that's good. Me too. Me too. I have a show review for you today. I know everybody's been enjoying them. You have.
I have.
So I hope people keep calling them in. They're a lot of fun. I got one. It's a little retrospective.
Okay.
Aerosmith from three different decades. Hmm. So yeah, three shows.
I wonder if I went to these tours. I probably did.
So the first time I saw them was on September. Sunday, November 20th, 1977.
That would have been... Was that Draw the Line?
And it was the Draw the Line tour. And
I saw them that tour probably two or three times on several festivals, I think.
I've still got all the ticket stubs from every show I've ever been to. It was $6.05.
Ah, nice.
And I was 15 years old.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this set list. Milk Cow Blues, Draw the Line.
Now that I'm looking back on it, I'm kind of surprised my mom and dad let me go. I grew up in Colorado Springs, and the show was up in Denver, so it's about an hour north. And me and my best buddy Mark went up there for the show. So it was the Draw the Line tour in 1977. And we had the worst seats in the house, literally all the way at the
nosebleeds
end of the arena from the stage, the very top section. And there was only two rows behind us, so we're touching the ceiling, essentially.
I've been there.
And one of my mantras has always been, get down as close as you can. Now, didn't have a lot. There's been a lot of times where I didn't have a good seat, and I ended up leaning on the stage just by working my way up to the front. Yeah. At least you could do that back in the good old days, way back when security wasn't as tough as it is these days. But anyway, so I don't even know if there's an opening act. Don't remember that at all.
When I saw him, one of the times I saw him on the Draw the Line tour was the Florida World Music Festival. It was Aerosmith, Ted Nugent, Cheap Trick, Mahogany Rush, and a couple other bands.
I remember them coming out. And
I think Mahogany Rush might open for him. Other times I've seen Aerosmith as well.
They were pretty sloppy from what I remember. And I think we all know why, in those days. And
but boy, were they good.
'87, I think they were drawing the line quite a bit. And so we left our seats after a couple of songs and went down on the main walkway, you know, where you walk around before going to your seats. And we'd try to take looks at them through the entryways to the different sections. So we got down pretty much even with the stage and a section up, but you know, it wasn't that good, obviously. And I remember Steven Tyler pretty good. I remember Joe had a white stripe in his hair like he's done off and on over the years. And so the set list, it's only 11 songs long, which I think tells you something about what they were up to that.
Yeah.
Back in those days as well.
They were pretty burnt out around that time. I think Joe Perry left after Draw the Line was A Night in the Ruts, and Joe Perry left during the making of Night in the Ruts. Boy, Night in the Ruts is a great album too, though, man.
So, clear your throat here. Opened up with Back in the Saddle. I do remember that.
I'm back!
Big 10-inch record.
Whip out my big...
I Want to Know Why.
I Want to Know, off of Draw the Line. Everybody's good intentions, gotta make a fool out of me. Ain't Fooling Me, great one.
Get It Up.
Can't Get It Up, gotta get it up. Get it up, come on, Jack, now. Yeah, good one, man. Which is, I would think it's about not being able to have sex because you're high on coke.
This Way, Sweet Emotion.
Sweet.
Dream On, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Walking the Dog.
Don't Know How to Do It. I Show You How to Walk the...
Draw the Line.
Mm-hmm.
Same Old Song and Dance. And finished with Train Keep Rolling. So
No Bright Like Fright.
You know, my favorite albums from them are the first four.
Of course.
No doubt those rocks, you know, Get Your Wings.
I like Draw the Line better than the first Aerosmith album. I'm probably in the minority, but I love Draw the Line.
Of course.
Get Your Wings. Well, we could go over our favorite Aerosmith. Didn't I do a worst to best? I'm not sure if I did or not, but yeah, all those albums back then. Everything before Pump, pretty good.
First album and Toys in the Attic are, in my opinion, far and away the best out there. Of their set, of their collection. So, short show. Like I said, I do remember it being kind of sloppy. So, that's the way that one is. So, that was in the 70s.
It's okay, still good.
Next, we moved to 1994. So, it was Saturday, October 1st.
That Pump? No, that would have probably been after Pump.
It was the Get a Grip tour.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So, now I live in Texas. And I moved to Texas in 93, so I've been here.
I guarantee you that Draw the Line tour was better.
A year at this point. The ticket that time was $23.50.
Still not that
bad. And that
bad.
Was the Get a Grip tour, if I didn't already say that. And the opening band was Collective Soul. I kind of sort of remember that. It was at this place south of Austin called South Park Meadows. I don't even think it's there anymore. Just a big field. And... So I went up there, I had this girlfriend, and different cars, three or four cars worth of people. We all met up there, a bunch of her friends. And during the, between bands, before Aerosmith came out, like I said before, I like to work my way up to the front as best as I can, so I went and working my way up to the front of the stage while everybody was just kind of milling around waiting for Aerosmith to come out. and all the girls came with me, and there's, you know, half a dozen of us or whatever. And the minute Aerosmith came out, of course, everybody just starts going ape shit, and the crowd starts surging to the front, and the girls freak out, and they leave. And so they get the hell out of there, and I stay. I'm like, the hell with this.
Now, they freak out because they're scared of the crowd, or they freak out because they're so turned on by Aerosmith, and they leave to try to get backstage?
Watch the show from right here. So the girlfriend gets mad, and, you know, that's just the way it is.
Yeah, exactly. And, sorry, baby, I came to see Aerosmith, not babysit you, baby.
Rock and roll runner will appreciate this. We made up on the way home after the show.
There you go.
If you get my drift.
Yes. Actually, on the drive home?
Driving down the highway. So that's,
there you go.
That's there interesting, right?
Uh-huh, right.
So this time there's 20 songs in the set list. They obviously had come a long way from where they were in 77. So they opened up with Eat the Rich.
Eat the Rich!
In the Attic.
That's good.
Fever.
Ragdoll, Living in a Movie.
Seasons of Wither, which is a great one.
That's a good one. Butlers play that one. Butlers are playing that on their acoustic thing, hopefully.
Blind Man, I don't, it's probably off to get a grip. I don't know. Crying. Crazy. Monkey on My Back.
Yeah.
Deuces Are Wild.
Nah.
Mummikin.
That's good.
Stop Messing Around, which is a Fleetwood Mac cover.
Yeah, I think Joe Perry sang it.
Joe Perry sings that one. Walk On Down.
Don't know that one.
Love in an Elevator.
Love in an Elevator.
Dude Looks Like a Lady.
Dude Looked Like a Lady. Desmond Child wrote it.
Sweet Emotion.
Okay.
Stepping Out. This set list isn't from the actual show I was at. It was like a day or two before or after. So
probably pretty close.
I don't know if that one is really up there or not. And Blind Man.
I don't know.
Dream On. Living on the Edge, and closed out with Walk This Way. So that was a good show. I remember
No
a
Train
bit
Kept
about
a Rolling,
it.
Huh?
Again, that was a long time ago, and they were good though. They were on.
By the way, if I never hear him play Train Kept a Rolling again, I'll be just fine with that. And Dude Looks Like a Lady.
Enjoyed that show. Second time seeing him. Third time now. Fast forward to the 2000s. So 2001, Tuesday, August 28th. Nice
2001. Shit, I don't even know what album that would that be. Would that be Nine Lives? No, Nine Lives. No, the one after Nine Lives. Just Push Play. Was that one we just? No. Which one had had one good song in the whole album? I think it Just Push Play.
Hot Outside in Texas. And this is the Just Push Play tour.
Yeah.
And so now I'm married, and so my wife and I go. And now
is that the same girl, Rock and Roll Banker?
The tickets are up to $80. So we've gone from $6 to $80. And this one, we actually had third row, which was freaking fantastic.
Yeah, it's a way better third row. You can even sit through the crapsoons for third row.
And the opening act was Fuel.
Yeah.
You may remember them. I'd heard of them, I guess, at that time. But their big hit song was Hemorrhage in My Hands.
That must have been a bio one, right?
I actually really enjoyed them. They're a good opening act. Right, and after that, I went out and got, I know the first two or three albums I really enjoyed. So they were a good band.
But I'll have to give them a
And
summer
then
song.
Aerosmith came out. And let's see. So we're getting more songs now. I think we're now up to 25.
All right.
From 11 to 25 in three decades. So they open up with Beyond Beautiful, Love in an Elevator, Jaded.
Jaded.
Just Push Play.
Yeah. That album's really bad.
Big 10-inch record.
Whip out my big.
Tank. Back in the Saddle. Finally getting back to some of those good albums.
Yeah.
With these next few, Mummikin, Same Old Song and Dance, Dream On, Toys in the Attic, and then they get back up to the newer albums, Eat the Rich, Drop Dead Gorgeous, Draw the Line, Seasons of Wither, Sunshine, I don't know that one, Crying, I Don't Want to Miss a Thing, ballady there, Mother Popcorn.
That's a good one, Mother Popcorn. See! Well, you gotta have a mother for me. Well, you gotta have a mother for me.
Good stuff. Walk This Way, Uncle Salty, and Sweet Emotion. And then Uncle the encore Salty. Was Living on the Edge, What It Takes, and closing out with Train Keep Rolling again. All right. So I know that we do that pretty often as a closer. So we were, like I said, we were really close. And one of my best visual memories from this show is Joe was on the other side of the stage. It was pretty much Tom Hamilton on my side of the stage and Brad Whitford. But Joe would come over and rock out on our side, obviously, sometimes. And I remember he was right in front of us, down on his knees, blasting out a solo. And we were so close. I remember looking at a ring he had on one of his fingers and thinking, wow, that's a cool ring, Joe. And it was a skull, a silver, you know, the entire ring was like a skull. And it was made out of silver. It was pretty cool. And they had this these really good video, huge video screens behind them. And at one point, Joe put a camera on the neck of the guitar.
I've seen that effect.
Looking down from the keys down the fretboard.
Yep.
And that was pretty cool. You could really watch his solos when he did that. And then I remember before they walked off stage, when they finished the show before the first encore, and they were all wandering around the stage, getting ready to walk off. And Brad, somebody threw something up on the stage, a cigarette or a joint or something. And obviously they're trying to stay sober. And Brad Whitford was walking off stage and he saw it and he reached down and picked it up and pretended like he was taking a hit off a joint. And he turned around and looked at the guys and laughed. And so that was pretty funny. Yeah. Also, they had a little small stage out in the middle of the crowd.
Yeah,
at one point during the show, they had a bunch of security guards, you know, come over. And
you know, I think I might have seen that same tour at Shoreline Amphitheater, or it's either Shoreline Amphitheater or Concord Pavilion. But they came out into did the acoustic, little mini acoustic set.
Wandered through the crowd up to this little tiny stage and played two or three songs on that stage in the middle of the crowd, and then came back. That was pretty cool. And if I'm right, just push play. I think it's got a picture of a robot, like this
it's bad
pink
album.
Feather boa.
There's
on
one
the album
good
cover.
Song on that album. The rest is kind of shitty.
And these two girls had those kind of feather boas. They were up pretty close.
Jaded, I think, is a good song. Is Jaded on that album? I think so. That's the only good song on that album.
Front and center stage, and they're dancing around, and Steven Tyler came and took the bows from them, and he put one on and put one on Joe, and they're dancing around having a good time. So anyway, that was a great show. Obviously each one got progressively better from the 70s to the 90s to the 2000s. So, and of course being up front was perfect. So enjoyed that one. My wife did too. She was a fan. So that's pretty much it. So Aerosmith over three decades. A lot of fun, a lot of good memories. I hope you're doing good, and stay frosty, my friend.
Stay frosty,
take care.
Friend. You too. Thank you, Rock and Roll Banker. I really appreciate it. That was good. Aerosmith over three decades. I like that, man. Please keep them coming, friends. Aerosmith. How about Aerosmith? It would be Kiss. You got Nugent we could do. Just think about the shows you went to, friend. Please keep them coming. I love them. I love it. I love it. I love it. Some people do. Some people don't. But I really do. All right. I'm still on the UFO kick. I'm going to keep paying tribute to Pete Way, whether in UFO or Wasted or whatever, or solo. How about, let's do something from Wasted. How about Rolling Out the Dice? Thanks for listening, friends. Rockandrollgeek@gmail.com is where you send me the show reviews or whatever from the past, or just a show, whatever's on your mind. Just record it on your phone and email it to me, rockandrollgeek@gmail.com. This show is at rockandrollgeek.com. Please keep the donations coming, because without your donations, this show would die a horrible, putrid, stench-filled death. Find me on the Facebook, R&R Geek. Find me on the Twitter, R&R Geek. Find me on the Instagram, rockandrollgeek, don't ask. See you tonight at Matt at Dad, if you're around. We'll be doing it live, me and my good friend Dave Slusher. I'll try to keep him in line. Sometimes he gets racist tangent, and I try to pull him back in. But I'll do my best, friends. I'll talk to you tomorrow with day 17. Here is Wasted rolling out the dice.
The Rock and Roll Geek Trainwreck.